Today's episode of The Mom Game is presented by our friends at Gateway GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new GMCs and GM certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaygmc.com, look for the shop, click drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home. And who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaygmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. And welcome inside the Coppola Studios for episode 261 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs. Julie's spring breaking, and I am still a week away from spring breaking. But we are here together in the Coppola Studios.
We are. And you got a little mini spring break.
I did. We went on a quick little trip to Park City, Utah. I took Hattie and went with my sister-in-law and another girlfriend. And so it was just the four of us on a little girls trip. We had a blast. It was super fun.
Hattie and the ladies.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah? Yeah. What did Hattie do when the ladies did their ladies stuff?
Well, she was with us the whole time except for ski school. So she did ski school one day. But other than that, she was with us the whole time.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's pretty good about hanging. So
yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Good. Well, that's fun.
Yeah. What about you? Getting ready to head out?
Yeah, getting ready to head out. I know the spring breaks are weird this month, like for different people have different weeks.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah, usually Fort Worth ISD and Dallas ISD have the same spring
break. Yeah, I was talking to a guy at in the massage chair at Altitude Trampoline Park the other day. Yeah. He was next to me and we were chatting and he said his two kids have different spring breaks. So he's like, they're at different schools.
Oh, yeah.
And like his own children are different spring breaks. So he's like, we can't go anywhere. I'm like, that sucks.
That's
like,
super annoying.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
And I've heard people that have like a public school and a private school kid or two private school kids or whatever. Like, I don't know. I wish they could all sync up. But yeah, ours is the earlier one. So we're going to leave town today. I wanted to, of course, be here for our show. And so this weekend we were just kind of killing time at the trampoline park and stuff like that, because everybody, a lot of people in our little world left like immediately or even left early before school ended on Friday. But we're just going to Austin today, and then Wednesday is my mom's 70th birthday. So
oh,
I love how it worked out while we're on spring break. I was trying to like maybe pull off a big trip, but couldn't really get it all figured out with the family. So she just kind of came up with some fun stuff that she wants to do around here. So we're going to go to Austin. Tomorrow we're going to have a little party at my brother's house at in his backyard with my kids' cousins. They both just had birthdays too, so it's going to be a little combined thing. And then Wednesday we're going to go to San Antonio and stay at the, I think it's called the Manger Hotel. It's like right across from the Alamo. My mom loves it. My mom went to college in San Antonio at Trinity.
Okay.
So she's got lots of fun memories in San Antonio. Meet Tierra and go to the market and all that. Riverwalk. Anna's never seen it. Ryder's seen it when he was real little. But I think the Riverwalk is like, I think it's so cool. It's so fun, you know, for kids that are like,
for sure,
not like, it doesn't take much to impress them.
Right.
Like Anna's like
Green
her
River.
Biggest Adult trip is like Kansas City.
Really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's been other places, but she thinks Kansas City is like the best place in the world.
Yeah.
Because she got on a plane, you know.
Yeah.
So I think like she's so excited. Like she's a little friend that's going to Norway and Anna's like, I'm going to San Antonio. Yeah. Like, you know, just bless her. She's just so happy.
Yeah.
So we're going to San Antonio and we're going to do one night there and then go out to the ranch and kind of bring up the rear of spring break there at the ranch. And then Friday, we're going to go to Interspace Caverns.
I feel like I've been there before.
It's in Burnet.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, hill country area, not far from Austin. But I think it's a cave that my mom and Ryder have been wanting to go to together. So we're going to go to that. And I think there's like bats in the cave.
Bats are a big player down that way.
Bats are a big player.
Yeah.
Bats in the cave, not like picking your nose. Have you ever heard that?
Yes, I have. Yep.
Different, but real bad.
Different kind of bad.
Yeah. So that's our plan. And then we'll come back Sunday next week and then back at school. So, but Kelly is busy with work. So he's actually going to fly Wednesday to San Antonio. So me and the kids and the dog are driving today.
Oh, and the dog.
And the dog.
That'll be an adventure.
Yeah. Yeah. She's stinky right now. So I'm a little bummed. I wish she had been bathed before we went.
Well, it's never too late.
I don't like stinky dogs.
Yeah. And she's got a lot of hair, doesn't she?
Yeah. I love her to death, but like, I don't know. I struggle because she's like the little annoying things sometimes, like the hair. And
maybe we should just shave her. I could never have a long hair dog. I'd go insane.
She'd look so funny.
Yeah.
I remember we used to have a half German Shepherd, half Border Collie when I was younger, and we would shave him except for his head. So he'd look like a lion.
Yeah. We would do that. We had Pomeranians growing up. We would shave them in the summer because it was just so damn hot.
Yeah.
And so we would just shave them. And they do look weird, but I could never have a long haired dog. I would go insane.
Yeah, I know. It was weird.
The smells and the, all the things.
And she, they get smellier and hairier as they get older. So like when they were little, I was like, oh, there's no shedding at all. Like it just got worse as she got bigger. And now it's like, it's not terrible, but it's definitely there. So yeah, I don't know if I would have done it again, but she's great. She's sweet. It's just like, I don't like a smelly dog.
Yeah. I got some stuff on, I can't remember what it's called. Like maybe it's paw fume or something, but it smells like they just got groomed. But it only lasts for so long, but it is nice in situations like that. I think it's what it's called. I have to look at it. My dogs don't like to be sprayed with it, but I'll spray their bed with it. And then sometimes just spray it on a towel and then rub it on them.
A little perfume for them.
Some perfume.
When I was a kid, we did Invention Convention. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
Did you do it?
I don't think we did. I don't think it made it to Plainview.
I don't know if they do it anymore, but it's a really cool concept where you're like, you invent something and then you compete. I think they probably have something like that. But my invention, I had two. One of them was a jewelry box and it was like an egg crate decorated. Okay. To put your jewelry in.
That's cute. And it's a great idea.
Actually, not a bad idea. I might do that now. Yeah. And then the other one was a dog petter, because even as a kid Julie didn't like stinky dogs.
Right.
And that dog I just referenced, Frisky, with the lion face, he was stinky too. So it was a stick with a mitten on it.
And then it would pet the dog.
And you could pet the dog with your mitten stick.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't win.
Or you could give the dog a bath.
Well, yes, we do that. But like,
how often do you bathe your dogs?
So Kelly is like, I've kind of set the scene as like, I'm doing so much with the kids, like you can do the dog stuff.
Right.
So he takes the dog to the groomer and it's cute. And they do a wonderful job with her and they put a little bandana on her and she's nice and fluffy and all that.
Yeah.
But he doesn't, I don't know if it's not monthly even. Like it might be.
Well, they say it's not good for them to have.
Yeah.
That, like that often, which I'm like. What? Come on.
I know.
Like, we're bathing all the time. Like, it's, they're going to be fine.
Well, and they run around outside and they have like sticker burrs and like everything.
I don't buy that, but I don't know. I have no idea where I heard that and I have that on zero authority, but I'm always like, I'm bathing my dogs when they smell.
Yeah.
But we bathe ours at home and we like Henry will take a shower with the dogs. So like he'll get one at a time in the shower and wash them and then get him out and then he showers after he's done with him.
Henry bathes him.
So Henry does it mostly. Every once in a while
like
I will. They don't love it, but they've gotten to where they don't hate it anymore.
So how often does he do that?
Whenever they start smelling.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if Ryder could do that.
And you get like, it'll be extra allowance or whatever if they do
and
it.
And you don't have the hair. Like, because that's the thing. When Belle gets in our shower, it's like.
It's everywhere. Yeah. So that's the way we do it. I think the reason Henry does it mainly is because our shower in our room, and I get, every once in a while, I'll do it in Henry's shower. But Henry's bathroom is the only one with a closed shower door because we have an open shower.
Mm-hmm.
And so his is the only one where you could contain him.
Oh, yeah. Because
if you put those dogs in a bathtub, they're out in 2 seconds. Yeah. But I know the times that I have bathed him, taken a shower with them. It sounds so weird. It does feel kind of weird. You're like, I'm naked in the shower with my dog. Like, this is weird. But I'm like, this is all business. Like, we are getting this shit done. And it's going to be effective time management. We are going to be very efficient with this.
Do dogs go nuts?
No, they just kind of, once they get in the shower, they just kind of stand there. And like, you got to drag their asses around under the, make sure they get all the.
It is interesting to me that you.
It's weird. It sounds.
You wouldn't go bathing suit.
I'm not wearing a bathing suit
with the dog.
Shower with the dog. What are they going to do? Attack me? Like, it's going to try to have its way with me? Like, the dog wants no part of that. He just wants to get the fuck out of the shower. It's no part of
it. I think it's more just like the, I would feel so weird.
It does feel weird. But also too, I'm like, this is for the sake of time efficiency. I'm not going to dirty a swimsuit in the shower. So I'm like, F it. I'm about to shower anyway. Get in the shower with me. I'm going to, you know, wash you and get on out. And I don't do it much. And I think Henry
knows. Dogs
better.
Are just talking about that the rest of the day. They're like, did you see mom?
She's so awkward. And I think Henry's just done it for so long now that he thinks it's normal. Probably like people are going to see this and send me like that I have bestiality or something.
No, I actually remember this is something Dan, we've talked about on the radio. Dan does it too.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about
it. It does
like,
feel weird.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It's like, is this stable? It's probably not. But also, I defer to the fact that I don't care because I'm like, this is the most effective way to do this. It's the quickest, most efficient, least messy. Like, this is how we're getting it done. So
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We try the hose thing out side sometimes,
no,
but it's just
oh
hard.
Oh, my gosh. I would have to, like physically, yeah, that's not working for us.
Yeah.
So this is what works for us. To each his own on how you want to bathe your dogs. That's what we're doing.
How
at
to
the
train
McCoy
your
house.
Dragons.
Yeah.
How to bathe your dog.
Bathe your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it is, we don't have the goods, but it is a Yokiero show.
Yeah.
Because spring break is always a Yokiero show.
Yeah. Spring break always is. And they actually have some new products that they're launching right now. We do have some photos of them that will flash up on the screen. They have something that they've been excited about here for a while, and we've kind of known it's coming here on the Mom Game because we're on the inside, but they have some grab-and-go products. So you know and love Yokiero already. That guacamole, salsa, bean dip, all the delicious dips, the queso that you can keep in your fridge. But now you can just grab it, put it in a lunchbox, take it in a bag with you in your little cute whatever cooler bag you have, mom lunch bag, and go. I don't know about you, Em, but I know you're always on the go. I'm always on the go.
I think everybody is.
And I don't feed myself.
I don't know anyone who's not on the go.
Like, I don't feed myself very well. Yeah. I do know some people that aren't on the go.
Really?
Well, because they're in their home doing a lot. Like the mom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Moms that,
what you're saying.
You know, they're home, so maybe they can eat at home or cook something or whatever, do crock pot. Like, I don't know. I'm not a crock pot or cook person, but
yeah.
I'm always looking for things to just grab because that's all I eat. So that's why this is very exciting.
It is exciting.
It's grab and go. So there are 4 ounces of product in each container, and it's a substantial snack that you can just take and kind of check that off your list. Know that you're taken care of for the day. There are 10 varieties of these grab and goes. Original guacamole, chunky guacamole, hatch chili guacamole, salsa, corn salsa, avocado salsa, verde, black bean, original bean, creamy jalapeno, and smokehouse onion.
I will tell you, Hattie McCoy is going to be all over this.
Awesome.
She loves the grab and go stuff, and she loves salsa, and she loves guacamole, and she loves Yokiero. So
yeah,
super stoked, because it makes my job easier packing lunches.
Yeah, right.
Put one in there. Yeah.
Yes, for sure. They fit in your cup holders too, or in like the booster seats on your kids' booster seat in your car. And they can fit on top of your Stanley even. They've really thought of everything.
Seriously.
Yes. So very exciting news for our friends over at Yokiero. These grab and goes you can pair with cut veggies, pretzels, chips, anything that you and the family will want. So as you get ready for spring break, if you're like Emily and you're going next week, get you some grab and go items from Yokiero, because you're gonna be packing that bag, whether it's for the plane or the car or the park or the adventure park
or the inner space caverns.
Or the inner space caverns. Thank you, Yokiero.
And you know what would go great with Yokiero?
What?
Pelicano hot sauce.
Oh.
So this, I brought some for you.
Oh, thank you.
And a cute little t-shirt, super soft.
Aw.
So this is my friend Kyle, right? He is one of the owners of Chimmy's. You know, are you familiar with Chimmy's?
Yeah. I mean, I have heard a lot
so
about
it. So the
it.
Original Chimmy's was in Lubbock. It was the cool place to be when I was in college. And anyway, they have 4 locations all over the place. And Kyle's family started Chimmy's. And in my opinion, like the best margarita ever. It's Jimmy's. Anyway, super close friends of ours. And so he has launched this Pelicano hot sauce. And I will be honest with you. I'm usually not a hot sauce person. I'm more of a salsa person.
Right.
But I've started eating, I have a lot of hard-boiled eggs because I have this little egg hard-boiled egg maker that I love. And I'll get a hard-boiled egg and an avocado, and it's just kind of bland. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to try the Pelicano. Like, and it's so stinking good. Just adds a little flavor. Mike puts it on his eggs. Like anything. Yeah. I mean, I just have never been a hot sauce person.
I haven't really
always
either.
Always salsa.
Yeah.
And so this is like, it's really good. So it's like clean, fresh heat. It combines fabulous acidic notes with a savory, smoky heat, pairing well with everything from seafood to Mexican. Like if you just want a little kick, a little spice, a little flavor, you know, this is awesome for you. Yeah, they're going a big spring marketing push. They'll be out at farmers markets near you. You can buy online or see where you can buy it at PelicanoHotSauce.com. So just wanted to give Kyle a quick shout out on Pelicano. It's good. And I'm certain his wife, Brooke, who's a fashion designer, clothing. She has a clothing line. Brooke is amazing. I'm sure she helped with that too. They live down the street from us, and they
super
like
cute.
They like have a garden. Like we went over their house for dinner one night, and Brooke's like, I'm just gonna run down to the garden and make some salad and get us some stuff for a salad. Like literally went down with a basket and came up with like all the shit for a salad. And I was like, God bless.
We're on all of that when I things you. With love, Megan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because that's very much Megan.
Yes. I mean, and I was like, God bless you, Brooke. Like we couldn't, and I love Brooke, but we couldn't be more opposite. Like, you know, she's helping her husband create hot sauce and making literally garden to table salads at her house. And I'm like,
so
just beyond me.
Is some of her garden stuff like in this?
I don't know. I need to find out, but I'm sure they, I don't know.
Should we
try
to grow some plants?
No.
For here?
No. I can't even barely keep plants alive in my house.
Be a good little project.
I can think of some plants we could
And each week we grow. Could check on our plant. Oh, yeah?
I'm just kidding. I do have some friends that are becoming quite astute in that space, if you know what I mean.
They want to buy some time on the show.
Yeah. I don't know that we're quite ready for that yet, but no, I won't be growing anything. I mean, let's be real. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah. So thanks, Pelicano. Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm excited Pelicano to try it.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing
it. And I'm going to give this to Jasmine, our sweet producer.
Yes.
Okay, so a little sports scores. What am I missing? No. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
We need to get sports scores.
If that's all our catching up.
Well, yeah. Yes.
Anything
we
else in your world?
No. No, we've got one more week till spring break. We're going to go to Arizona. I've got a sponsor event for the Rangers. So everybody's going to go with me. We're just going for two nights. And then Henry's actually going solo, meeting a friend in Florida. Ooh. And then Hattie's going to go to Graham. So we'll be kidless. It'll just
solo.
Be me and Mike. Yeah.
With their family?
Yes. No.
Henry and his friend on
head
the loose.
To
Panama
Florida.
City, baby.
Yeah. Yes. Spring break 2025. Yeah, so it'll be fun. So Mike and I'll we haven't had much time together, the two of us. It's just been crazy. So it'll be nice to have a few days.
So y'all will be home.
We'll be home, unless we decide to do something crazy last minute, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think we will. He may go fishing or something like that, but
yeah,
I'm going to stay put. I got lots of work to do. So I'm going to use that opportunity to get caught up on a lot.
Good to have some time alone.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and they'll have a great time.
Yeah.
They'll have a great time.
Okay, well, that's fun. And I'm so glad you got away to ski a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, it was fun. I'm terrible at it. No, it's not. I mean, it's great. If you're a skier, great. But like, I've got a torn meniscus. I'm old as fuck. And I've skied. That was my third time in my life. Like, it's not.
How did this trip come together?
Well, Hattie really likes to go, and I just wanted to go, you know. But
support her.
I don't think I'll ever go again.
Really?
It's too hard because I don't know how to ski. It's a lot of work. It's not even all that. It's just the fact that it was so hard on my knees. And then I just was like, I've never felt older and less coordinated in my life.
Because I'm literally just pizza-ing. Like we're a skier.
No, I've never. I mean,
I don't know why. Because you went skiing for the weekend. It's like a quick trip to Utah.
Yeah,
it's
no, I went in eighth grade and then Thanksgiving before last, and I wasn't going to ski when we went, but Mike got hurt, and so the kids had no one to ski with. So
that's
I was
right.
like, well, yeah. Okay, I guess I will. And then Deer Valley, or wherever, Park City, wherever we were, it was significantly harder than where we were in Breckenridge. And so I was just like pizza-ing the whole way down, and that puts a tremendous amount of pressure on torn meniscus, 47-year-old knees.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? This maybe.
How many days did you ski every
day? One
day.
Yeah. It was too much. Are like, you... I literally thought that I was like, oh, I think I just tore both my ACLs.
Is it still hurting?
No, they're fine now. I just had too much pressure on them. I was sore for a day, but then after that, I was fine.
Such a high risk, high reward activity.
Like, yeah, my sister-in-law tore ACL like a couple years ago. I mean, and that she's back out there. I'm like, are you fucking out of your mind? Like, we're old. What are you doing?
Yeah, I know. But yeah, you see people like every ski season that are breaking their leg and everything. It's like, I was fearful because I just, you know, went a few weeks or like a month or two ago or whatever for the first time in a long time. I was like, it's just different when you're like an older mom, you know, and you're like, if I break myself, like who's going to do all of this stuff? Like when you were younger, you could just fly down the mountain without a care in the world. But when you are going down the mountain, I just love it.
It is fun.
It's a fun feeling that you can't really compare.
Is there anything easier than a green? Because that's what I need.
Bunny slopes.
That's what I need.
That's what the kids, like when they're first learning at ski school and stuff.
I just want one long bunny slope.
Then you and Anna need to go. Yeah. That's where she wanted to stay.
So I think next time I'll just go. I love being in the mountains. I love hanging out. But I think I'm good. Never skiing again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It was fun good. And I'm glad we did.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad.
We do need to get to some sports.
Some sports scores.
Yes.
This might sound really nice after a ski trip. Visit Out to World Springs. Oh, all of those nice, warm mineral springs out there. They also do have the cold plunge too. So it's not all hot, but there are a lot of different options for you to just go and relax out at World Springs in the Colony. Wellness is as it was meant to be. You can discover over 40 mineral hot springs. There are over 40 of these little pools, hot tub type pools out there. It's kind of crazy. You have to see it to believe it. When you just kind of hear the word or the words World Springs, you might not know what to expect. And that's why you just got to go. It's inspired by restorative waters from across the globe. 98% of people felt better after a soak at World Springs. Who doesn't need to feel better right now? You are probably ready to join them, and you probably should. I've been there twice now. Highly recommend. Both times leave kind of just feeling rejuvenated, relaxed, like a new person. And both of those times, they were like in the middle of a work day, and I kind of had to go on with my life. I really want to go and just soak and relax, maybe do one of the facials or massages in the spa. We do so much stuff for our kids and our families. Make sure to put this on your calendar and take care of you. You can go with your spouse, your friends, whoever. You'll be so glad that you did. Feeling better is easy. Just add water by booking your next soak at World Springs. And we do have a code, and it is good for the month of March. So you got to get on this one. It is MOMGAME10 to receive $10 off of your soak reservation at World Springs.
And Sports Courts also brought to us by our friends at Tylock George Eye Care. Just got a call today, actually, asking me how my eyes were doing. They've been hooking me up with some great eye drops for my dry eyes. They are fantastic, and they really do get us here on the Mom Game. Custom lens replacement is what I had from Tylock George Eye Care, one of many life-changing options from the trusted ophthalmology experts at Tylock George. They also offer 24 months interest-free financing with approved credit. So whether it's LASIK like Julie got or custom lens replacement like I got, there is something for everyone with affordable and manageable options for you. If you have questions about your options, just give them a call at Tylock George. Mention the Mom Game when you do. You can schedule a free consultation at Tylock.com. That's Tylock.com. Mention the Mom Game for a special discount if you call them, or if you do go to Tylock.com, use the special code TMG to get our discount. That's Tylock.com/TMG. Okay, so the Stars, I wasn't paying much attention because I was in Utah, but apparently they made a really big trade, and they're like the third best team in the NHL.
In the NHL. They're cruising. They've only lost like two games in the last, I don't know, 10, 12 or something like that. And they were already a really good team. And yes, they did make a huge trade. Like, this is one of those going all in trades at the deadline. And they traded for Mikko Rantanen. He's one of the top wingers in the league. He's scored a lot of goals against the Stars when he played for Colorado for a really long time. And so it's just one of those players that you know firsthand how good they are and how they play and how you want to not only get him off of a rival team, but onto your team. And he did have a stop through Carolina on the way. So they didn't do the trade with Colorado. Sorry. But that's where he spent most of his career. So I think it's just awesome. It's just one of those things where not only are you telling the other players on the team as the general manager, like, this is how much I believe in you guys. They gave up 2 first round picks, and Stankoven, who is a Logan Stankoven, was a really good defender for them, and he had really been coming along nicely. And it was a nice piece to the Dallas Stars lineup. And then those 2 first round picks, like, and Jim Nill doesn't usually pull the trigger on giant deals like that. Like, yeah, he likes to wheel and deal, and he'll do trades, but a big one like this, is a guy that everybody who was looking for something at the deadline to bolster their team was wanting.
So this is like a signal, like, we're fucking going for it.
This is a signal, like, we're fucking going for it. Yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. And there were some, like, cool quotes going around, like, from Jake Oettinger, you know, the Stars goalie, like, saying, this is what you want to see from your general manager.
So I wonder, it makes me think of 2010 when the Rangers got Cliff Lee.
Yeah.
And like the clubhouse was so effing stoked. It was like, oh my gosh, they really think we can win the World Series because they just got Cliff fucking Lee.
Right.
You know? And so they really think we can do something. They really believe in us. They believe in the guys, obviously, they've got in the room, but they're like, we're going to put you over the top.
Yeah.
And it sounds like that's what the Stars did.
That's what the Stars did. And, it's always like it's funny because I don't know, every team and organization is different, but like the general manager and the front office, at least for the Stars, they don't talk with the players that often, right? They're kind of separate. So when you do something like this or during the trade deadline, the players kind of sit back and it's like, this is how you can really tell how the front office feels about you. Either they trade somebody away and then you're like, oh shit. Yeah. You see one of your teammates like pack up his stuff and leave and you're like, oh crap. Well, that's pretty much our season. Like, he thinks we're a seller. They do nothing, you know, and you just kind of are like, okay, well now we're all anxious because they're not sure about us. So we're not sure about ourselves. Or they make a big move like this and they're like, okay, all right, we're going for it, like you said. And so that's what this was. And, you know, you could tell from all the quotes coming out of the Stars locker room that this really did rejuvenate them, kind of pump them up. And it was a team that was already playing really well and really clicking. So it's going to be really fun now to watch them as they head into this playoff kind of stretch into the postseason, getting ready for the postseason, see where they can finish and then how they do. They've been to the Western Conference Final the past 2 seasons, but of course, like the players, like Jamie Benn, the fans, like they want more than that. They want to win a cup. And so this is surely going to help them a lot in that pursuit of the cup. He ranks 6th in scoring in the NHL over the past 2.5 seasons. So they're saying now the Stars are like, could be the best offensive team in the league.
Yeah, and I saw that. I think they have the best odds now to win the Stanley Cup. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so fun, though, and such a great time for it. You know, this time of year.
Yeah.
Like this little month before baseball starts. And,
right.
Yeah, well, good for the Stars.
Yeah, it's fun. And you can't help but think, like, the juxtaposition with the other team at the AAC, like, maybe has given them a little bit of a, like, we can be it. Like,
everyone's going to be looking at us because it just keeps getting worse for the Mavs. I mean, it's just because there was another injury, right? I just saw on social, wasn't there another injury?
Oh, probably.
I saw that. Anyway, whatever. Yeah. I mean, I thought, because listen, I'm a Mavs fan. I love the Mavs, worked for them for a short time or covered them for a short time or whatever. But I kind of was like, okay. And I loved Luka. And I was kind of like, is it time to move on, everybody? No, they're not moving on. People are not moving on.
No,
they are not moving on at all.
Because
the missteps just keep coming. Let's raise your ticket prices. Let's do this.
Why would they do that right now?
I don't understand what's going on. It's almost like they're intentionally trying to piss people off. It's really weird. And then you got fired Nico Chance
everywhere,
popping up at like FC Dallas games and Medieval Times. Like, what? Medieval
Times? Stars games. Yeah, but Medieval Times.
Medieval Times. Like, it's just unbelievable.
I wonder if, like, the green and the blue and the red guys were getting in on it, too, like, waving their swords.
But it's like, just when you
Fire
think.
Nico.
Yeah, just when you, and you have to think, like, even if they thought, we believe in this move, the fan base is going to get over it, you know, and we're going to show them. And then just, I mean, some of it's out of their control. The injuries, they can't control those and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, this fan base is not letting up at all. And they're not giving them any reason to let up because they keep misstepping.
I know they do. And it stinks. It's like, it's just the perfect storm, like the collision of all of these things happening. Because you could have, I don't want to say recovered from, that was a terrible, terrible trade. And you don't want Luka to ever leave this team.
And wait till April 9th gets here.
Yeah.
Holy
smokes.
And there's no one going to the games. I didn't say no one. It's just not.
It's just not bad.
I feel bad for the players. None of this was their doing. And I feel bad. People keep slamming the Mavericks PR team. I'm like, do you think they have any control over the that's being done?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Is Scooter still over there?
No,
he's not. Okay. So I don't even know anyone anymore. Yeah. But I'm like, I guarantee you, they know they don't have a choice. They're just dealing with what they can deal with.
Yeah.
And that same way with the players. Like, it's just, I feel terrible for those people that have gotten caught in the crosshairs. Like, it's,
I do too.
It's sad.
And on paper, like before all the injuries and everything, you know, if the fans did get over the Luka thing, like when you have Anthony Davis, Kyrie, Klay Thompson, like you have a pretty good team, and some of these young guys, Max Christie coming over, Derek Lively.
We got to see Gafford. 2.5 quarters of it.
Right.
2.5 quarters with Anthony Davis and Max Christie.
Exactly.
And it was going to be fine.
And so I guess that's what they were thinking they were going to have, like for the stretch run. And that is good. Like, that's good.
I mean, Anthony Davis is a great player. He's just not, I don't know if he's a generational talent, and he's older than Luka.
No.
Like, it's just, anyway, combined, it doesn't make sense. Yeah. I don't want to get into the
trade
again, but.
But yeah, could have been not this bad, you know, even after the trade.
Yeah.
So it's just a tough.
Anything that could go wrong has gone wrong. And then if it hasn't gone wrong, they've made it go wrong.
Right.
Yeah. It's really bad. Okay. Let's get
Stars.
Go Stars. What's on your feed brought to us by our sweet, sweet friends at Audrey Dolan's Media.
Yes. We are very grateful to them. They're helping us with all of the things. They can help you with your website. They can help you with managing your brand. They can help you monetize your brand. They can help you with all of your collaborations. If you are a influencer, if you are somebody that has any sort of show, kind of like us, if you have social accounts that you're trying to grow, they can help you with that content creation, with the photography, social media management, and of course that website design too. Basically anything that your brand needs, they can help you with, so you can focus on doing what you want to do and what got you there to starting your business. They have been helping us with all of our things. If you've probably noticed, we've got major glow up going on our social media, and I can't wait to see our new website, hopefully here soon, because we were just due for a little refresh, and we are very grateful to Audrey Dolan's Media for helping us. AudreyDolans.com to go check out what they can do for you.
Yay, Audrey Dolan's Media. We love you. Okay, you had on here, I'm going to save the study that I want to talk about for the news desk, but you had some myth with love, Megan Revy. Is that her name? Megan Revy?
Megan Review. I wanted to do a review of.
Oh, I thought it was like her middle name. I'm like, I didn't know her name was Megan Revy.
Yeah.
With love, Megan Review. Okay.
Yeah. So.
And this is about.
So this is.
Prince Harry's wife?
Yes. So okay. Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle. That's right.
Yeah. And I don't know. I haven't watched a show in a really long time.
Like, yeah.
A show. I just watch sports or go to bed, or stare at my phone and look at social media, or like do work or whatever. I don't watch TV anymore. And I saw this was coming out, and I thought, why not give this a try? And this past weekend, I had extra time. You know, we didn't have much on the calendar. And so I started watching it. I went back to my bedroom. The kids were taken care of for a little bit. And I was like, I'm just going to put on this Meghan Markle show. It felt really weird because I don't know. It's like, I'm not a Meghan Markle fan, but I'm more intrigued by her than anything. Like, what is the person who was a Hollywood actress that marries into the royal family and becomes a princess and then moves back to Hollywood and has been through this entire like S storm with all of that, and everybody has an opinion of her.
Yeah.
a lot of negative for whatever reason. Like, what is she like in real life? And so
do you think she's showing you what she's like in real life?
Well, she can't be faking all of this, but I'm sure. So this is like
she is an actress.
She is an actress. That's true.
I mean, she's used to cameras being on, and she knows when the cameras are on, that's when she needs to turn on. I'm not saying I've never seen the show. It's definitely not my cup of tea. I probably won't watch it, but I guess there's part of me that feels like, I guess I buy into that whole narrative that they basically are trying to cultivate this image of themselves,
mm-hmm.
and which fine, we all are, right? But you know, I don't know. I just, it's not really she's not my jam.
Well, and I think a lot of people feel that way. And a lot of people, it's getting a lot of negative reaction because, people think that she's kind of, like you said, like fake.
Yeah.
And like she's just putting on this whole
But even
show.
If she is, good for her. She's a fucking actress. So, yeah, she can act. Like, let her do what she wants.
So, I mean, I liked it. Why I'm saying she can't be faking all of it is, so what it is, it's like a homemaker. Like, she's a homemaker. And yes, she has like nothing else to do like with her time, I would imagine. Yeah. Like, she doesn't really want to leave because then you get stalked and like all this stuff. And the kids are, I think, of school age-ish. So they go to school and she's just like there, like with a lot of money in this beautiful home in Montecito, California. And she had this like blog, it was called The Tig or whatever, before she married Harry, where she was, it was like a lifestyle blog. So it's always been something she was kind of into. And so now, I guess, I'm sure this was her idea, like, let's do a show about me and like all the things that I can do. And it's a lot. Like, she can do a lot of stuff and she's not faking the stuff she can do. Now, she might be faking the personality, mm-hmm. like everything's so perfect and today I'm gonna make candles.
Oh my gosh, that makes me want to shoot myself.
Yeah, like, so I watched like the first three episodes and it's, so she's in this like cabin in the, surrounded by forest gardens. It's gorgeous, you know, in the California cliffside area or whatever. So pretty. And it looks like the cabin area or like this house she's in is probably just there for the show. Like, I don't think it's her house. Like, they probably bought a house for this show. I'm not even kidding.
Okay.
And so it has like a beautiful kitchen, but it's not like overly fancy.
Sure.
It's just a nice kitchen. All the stuff already stocked, you know, and she'll bring in like a guest for each show. And it's a friend. So the first one was her former makeup artist. That was her makeup artist back when she was on Suits. So they've known each other. As she said, he was my friend before, during, and after becoming a princess. Like, right. That's what she's inferring.
Yeah.
So they've been friends a long time. And she's like, it just starts out, this is the first episode. And she's like, when I have people to my home, I want to make sure that they know that I'm thinking about them the whole time. So I make a gift. So she's making him like a gift basket to go in the guest room next to his bed. And in the gift basket, it's like, you know, popcorn, freshly popped popcorn with truffle oil on it, like wrapped in this thing with the ribbon. And then, you know, she makes these candles and she has bees out in the backyard. She's a beekeeper. She has like a beekeeper guy and like she's got honey from the bees and she like, I mean, it's crazy. She makes this whole thing. And then, so she does that in the first episode. And then the next one is Mindy Kaling, whatever her name is. You know, she was on The Office forever. Mindy, you would know if you saw her. She's a comedian.
I love that.
And she's funny. Yeah. And so I guess they're good friends. So then she comes.
I did see something about she caused some controversy by something she said or something.
Yeah. So she comes to not really, but the media made it.
There's always controversy. Just when you think there's not any controversy, there's controversy.
Right. Yeah. So she comes to the cabin and so they're doing like a kid party for this one because Megan, you know, has kids. So then you see like the mom side and everything she says, everything she's doing, she's like, it's not really that hard. And like, she's like,
well, yeah, because you have all the money and all the time in the world.
I know. So she like makes a balloon arch and then makes
how much money I had and how much time I had.
I know.
Never in 100 million years would I ever want to do anything like that. And God bless people who do want to do that. And to each his own.
Yes.
Like, there are women who are like, if I had a gazillion dollars, I would never want to go to a sporting event or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's just, it's all, we're all different strokes for different folks.
Exactly.
This sounds like torture to
me. Yeah. So she makes a balloon arch, and then she makes like a rainbow thing of fruit. So all the fruit, and she's like, and then she makes, I guess there's something, this is so bad, I didn't even know what they were saying, but like, there's something, it must be really popular in California. That is not like a charcuterie board, but something else. It's like, but with veggies on it, and it's like
a veggie tray.
No, it's like a but they all knew what it was, and she's like, it's all about, so you can make this for the kids, and it's all just all about the presentation. Like, they'll eat vegetables if you present it the right way. And then, like, you make something that's elevated, and when, like, if you actually elevate it, then it becomes elevated. Like, just all these little things she was saying. So it's so cheesy, but
But people like that, right? Like, you liked it.
I liked it.
I watched fucking Love Is Blind. And loved it. People think that's crazy and weird. So yeah, there's something for
everyone.
She's
a really good cook. Like, she makes this one skillet spaghetti that, like, I want to make. Like, I didn't know you could make spaghetti in a skillet. So it's kind of like relatable in a way, because they're not all too complicated. Right. I wouldn't be able to make candles or have bees my backyard. But the reason I kind of was intrigued by it, I guess, is because I need a lot of help with these things. And also, like, my daughter is that.
She wants to do
that. Anna is that. Anna wants all that. And she is super, she's going to be the best. Like, all she wants to be, and she's six, I feel like, as a mom. Like, she's already named her kids. She's going to have, like, four, maybe five. Like, she told me she's not going to work and all this stuff. I'm like, well, that's a whole other story. Why is she feeling that way? But so I watched it with her, and then, like, she really liked it. We had a little slumber party and all that. But it also makes you feel like, shit, I can't do anything. Like,
that's okay. We have other talents.
Yeah.
We have other talents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of talents.
So many talents.
But
yeah.
It was very intriguing. I did give it I wanted to review it and watch it so other people might kind of know what to expect. I think if you go into it with an open mind and you're not just, like, trying to judge Megan, I think you can learn some stuff about, or like, learn some stuff from it. And she is very sweet and kind and likable in this show. Is it the real her? I don't know, because I don't know the real her. But it was interesting, and I'm probably going to keep watching it.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something out there for everyone. Okay, right before we go, TMG News Desk brought to us by our sweet, sweet friends at Early Bird CBD. I cannot live without Early Bird. Had a hard time falling asleep last night, but I popped a couple of Early Bird gummies and they got me through. We have a special code, MOMGAME20, just MOMGAME20. That is active, good for 20% off your first order online. It can be used by someone once, even if you have purchased previously on their website. So that's earlybirdcbd.com. The thing that makes them different is that there is a microdose of THC, a legal limit, from hemp. So like I said, it is legal, and it is the core feature of their gummies, and it's what makes them stand out from the rest of the CBD products on the market. So grateful for Early Bird CBD. Eric Culver and his team have been fantastic to us over the years. We are grateful for their continued partnership, and they're going to be a part of our 5-year anniversary here on the Mom Game, which we are celebrating all month long. Okay, I was going to give us an IQ test, but we do not have time today. We'll push that to next week. But one little thing I wanted to pass along. There is a new study that finds that friends who often playfully insult each other are 300% more honest and loyal. And I feel this deep, deep, deep in my soul. The friends that I'm closest with, that's what we do. We give each other the business. That's what I do with my family. That's what we all do with each other. And it's not for everybody, but I feel like it's such a great... it's such a great way, because you let those guards down. It also kind of, it keeps you humble, you know? Just when you think you're, you know, killing it, somebody will just knock you down a peg and you're like, oh shit, yeah, you're right. I'm not doing that or whatever. But I think that, you know, I went on vacation recently and we had this conversation about, you know, kind of the way the really close friend group, how we kind of interact with each other. And I think for a lot of people, some are like, damn, y'all are mean to each other. But that's the only way we know how to operate. We like to tease each other. We like to poke each other. Now, let me tell you something. Those girls freaking will ride or die with me. They are the most loyal, the most caring. They are fantastic. But we will give each other the business. And you know, it, like I said, it's not for every friend group. It's not for every friendship. But for me to have this validation on a random Instagram post that I screenshotted does make me feel good. So if you're giving your friend shit and if you're giving your family shit in a playful and harmless manner, you're 300% more likely to be more honest and loyal. Because I think there's a lot of, if you're not close with someone, you don't feel comfortable doing that, right? But if you're close with people, you feel comfortable doing that. And there's something really, really great about being comfortable enough with someone or a group of people that you can just kind of let it all hang out.
Yeah.
And you're comfortable saying stuff and, you know, I think it's definitely something to consider. Like I said, it's not for every friend group. It's not for every friendship. It's not for every relationship, but for my close group of girlfriends, it sure is working for us.
So, yeah, that's great. I know. And that's like how your family and stuff is too, right?
Oh yeah. That's all we do.
And then the clubhouse and everything else.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of how I operate. And yeah. I think that, you know, I mean, there's a time to be serious and not playful. I mean, obviously, but, the vast majority of the time we're ribbing each other. And like I said, I wouldn't have it any other way. So, okay, we've got to run. I got to get to Gateway. We're doing some fun stuff out at Gateway. I'm excited. Cool. So yeah. Super excited. So we'll be back next week. I think we have guests, maybe. I don't know. You'll be back from spring break. I'll be solo spring break. I forget who we have. We've got somebody.
I think it might be Karen.
Oh, it is Karen. It's Karen Morris from the Rangers Foundation. Yep.
We'll hear about what they have going on this season.
Yeah, they've got their big tech gala coming up. So she's going to tell us all about that and all the kick-ass stuff that the Rangers Foundation does in our community. She has built that into something really, really special. And they do some really amazing work. So.
And they're helping with our giveaway as well.
Yeah,
so
they
are. That's super big. If you guys aren't paying attention, make sure that you pay attention to our socials because we have a different giveaway every single week because it is our 5-year. Did you know that today?
Is today
the day
5 years
that we shot our first show?
That's crazy.
So today, Monday,
we were in studio, right?
We were in
first one
vocal yeah. studios.
And crazy.
We did vocal, and then we did the well, mm-hmm. and then we did here, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And then lots of
our third studio
at home stuff. But yeah, it's been a show
from a horse trough.
Yep. It's been an adventure.
It has been. That's for sure.
5 years. So yeah, I mean, we started and then like COVID hit the next week and we had no idea.
I know.
That was going to happen.
Yeah. And I thought COVID was going to last like 2 weeks and I thought we were way overreacting.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to run. We will see you next week. Episode 261 in the books. Mom Game out.
Mom Game out.